weeks in intensive care on a ventilator with no visitors. That was the reality for Bill Chambers. He recently left UAB Hospital after 22 days fighting COVID-19. He's the first coronavirus patient to be discharged from UAB's intensive care unit. WBHM's Mary Scott Hodgen reports on the emotional journey for family and staff.
When Bill Chambers of Gardendale got back from vacation last month, he started not feeling so well. His daughter Meg says no one was too concerned, but about a week later, it got much worse. Her dad had a high fever and was struggling to breathe.
He could really hardly talk to me. He was having a very hard time. He was just so sick, and he just, you know, told me, he said, I'm very sick. And, you know, for my dad to say that, I knew it was pretty serious.
Her 65-year-old father tested positive for COVID-19. He was admitted to the ICU and put on a ventilator. Meg says it all happened really fast, and then days of waiting. She says that was the hardest part, especially since no one could visit him.
In a typical world and a normal daily basis, you would still be able to see those people. We would still been able to go up there and be with my dad and hold his hand and talk to him. We weren't even able to do that during this time.
She says someone from the hospital called just about every day with an update. And eventually, her dad started to improve. He was taken off the ventilator and moved to a step-down unit. That's where he met Kendall McFarland. She's a registered nurse who cared for Chambers on his last day at UAB. By then, he'd been in the hospital 22 days.
Whenever I told him the news that he was going to get to go home, he immediately started tearing up. And that really touched me. So I was like, you know, he has been here for a long time, away from family, away from friends. So we ought to do something a little special for him.
Cue the party hats and applause. Staff lined the hallway and cheered as Chambers left his room. McFarland says the best part was when he saw his fiancée waiting for him outside.
We walked him out the door. She was just standing there, and she just immediately broke down. And she came running up to him. She asked if she could hug him, and then they just embraced for what felt like 5 minutes. That put everything into perspective. It made the whole process, all of the hard work that we do, completely worth it.
Chambers spent a few days in rehabilitation. His family says he's back home now, resting and regaining his strength. Mary Scott Hodgen, WBHM.